Clarice and I go way back, but only in the sense that I dreamed of owning them before I even set sights on them, before I knew they inhabited a space so close and so tangibly in my vicinity. They were mine before I even came to be. I always knew my grandmother to be a bit of a hoarder, if not evident in the tidiness of her home, definitely in the way she shows off her possessions. Her beautifully intact set of tinted glass plates and glasses, her everyday crockery, the art on her walls, which seemed to me to be as old as time, the vases in which the flowers she receives bimonthly sit, the photographs of her beloved grandchildren, children, sister, and nephews encased in ornately decorated vintage frames, and that peculiar little wooden coffee grinder that no one but curious children play with, and which is never in lack of fresh coffee beans. At least it hasn't been empty since I myself was a curious child. Arlette's possessions are dear to her, clearly. The one she displays proudly and the one she stores away keeps safe from prying eyes. When something has made its mark on her life, it stinks. None of this means she's the type to spend money left and right just collecting useless trinkets here and there. It does mean, however, that if something doesn't necessarily serve her anymore, she nevertheless finds the object hard to part with. So, my grandmother isn't the type of hoarder who views the matter of hoarding as an excuse to continuously spend money on things to collect. On the contrary, she's a frugal woman, Arlette. Anyone will tell you, especially my grandfather, her mostly estranged but dutiful husband. It has always bothered him that he's expected to keep giving her money when he knows she's unlikely to spend a large chunk of it. My grandmother is the type of woman you have to convince to spend money on herself every once in a while. She buys groceries and collects pajamas and values the things she already owns. The possessions she has acquired throughout her lifetime are nothing less than precious to her. But back to the matter at hand. I always knew she hoards out of sight as well, in some storage room no one but she ever wanders into. Not that it is locked off limits to anyone who inquires or anything. It is likely I could ask her about it and be granted a peek for myself. But alas, this hasn't ever occurred to me before. Not until she pulled out the pants. I came into possession of them, the flares, just a couple of years ago. She mentioned them casually over lunch. She dug them up from a suitcase and rediscovered her love for them. I might cut them, turn them into culottes. I think those are trendy now, aren't they? I think that's what I'll do, she said. I was devastated for a good 5 seconds. Cut up a perfectly good pair of vintage flares? Preposterous. But then she casually added that they don't even fit her at the waist anymore, and that there's no room for expanding. What was the point of cutting them then? Her changed body was my golden ticket. I would eat that. Could I please have them? And just like that, of course, ma poupée, I came into possession of 4 100% wool pairs of flared pants, straight from a 70s dream, and it felt only right, 100% laine vierge, as a tag on each pant says, of happiness, joie de vivre, in the form of flares. The fit wouldn't allow for a comfortable food baby, but that was, and still is, perfectly fine by me. My flat ass thrives in them, when I wear them. Its smallness thrives in any pair of vintage 70s pants, as I've since come to learn. My little butt was made for these pants. These 4 pairs of colorful flares are my birthright, my unchallenged prerogative. Now the pants sit in my closet, among a colorful array of pants that rarely see the light of day, untouched and awaiting special occasions that never arrive. And that is where they will remain, collecting dust and reminding me of my grandmother's essence.